Welcome to an abbreviated episode of Today on Broadway for Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tiamanini. I went to see a production of The Glass Menagerie at the Garden Theater from Beth Marshall Presents on Monday night, and when I returned, I was one of 2,000 CenturyLink customers in Central Florida experiencing an internet outage that is scheduled to last through 11 a.m. on Tuesday. So, through some technical wizardry, I am doing a short show today before all of the data from my tethered cell phone disappears. So this will be a short one. We'll try to make up for it tomorrow. So to all of you who are at the first night of the Sunday in the Park with George concerts, and yes, I'm talking to you, Robbie, now is not the time to rub it in. This is a little bit of a pain in the butt. So keep that to yourself. Give me 24 hours to decompress, and then you can rub it in how amazing the experience was. All right, on to the news. Things are looking good again in this week's Broadway grosses, with two new shows making their way onto the boards. Broadway saw an 8.17% increase over last week and a 0.18% increase over last year, despite being down three shows. The two new shows of the week are Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812 and Frankie Valli and The Four Seasons on Broadway. And despite the backstage brewing war that Michael Riedel keeps writing about at Great Comet, they had an incredibly strong first week, pulling in $1,131,919 in eight performances. Over at Frankie Valli, even though they only played three shows, they grossed a really strong $580,289. Leading the way per the Huge was Hamilton with $1,993,088, which means that it failed to break the $2 million mark for the first time since June 5th, 4.5 months ago. The Lion King, Wicked, Aladdin, The Book of Mormon, the aforementioned Great Comet, The Front Page, Paramore, School of Rock, and Beautiful were all also over seven figures. The biggest non-first week gainer of the week was Heisenberg, which jumped $132,401 to get close to $430,000. Now that the show is officially open, we'll probably see more of the MTC subscriber base coming to the show, so that should provide them a little bit of a nicer base here moving forward. Another interesting show to note is On Your Feet, with over $881,000 last week. The show had dipped down a little bit to as low as $650,000 in August, triggering some to speculate about an imminent closing, but it has rebounded really nicely since, and if it's doing this well in mid to late October, I have a feeling it's going to be back pushing $1 million when the holidays come around. Another show that did well last week was La Liaison d'Anjou, which hit its biggest number in previews, topping out at $700,000. Alright, on to some show and casting news. We've told you before about this site-specific production of Sweeney Todd that's transferring from London to the Barrow Street Theatre in the spring. Well, yesterday they announced their principal casting. Coming with the production from the UK will be Jeremy Seacombe as Mr. Todd, Siobhan McCarthy as Mrs. Lovett, Duncan Smith as Judge Turpin, and Joseph Taylor as Tobias. Joining them will be a whole host of Broadway faves, including Matt Doyle as Anthony, Alex Finke as Joanna, Betsy Morgan as both Pirelli and the Beggar Woman, which is an interesting dual casting, and Brad Flippin' Oscar as the Beetle. How awesome is that? The production will technically take place at the Barrow Street Theater, but it's going to be transformed into an actual working pie shop for the occasion. Performances begin on Valentine's Day 2017. Nothing says I love you like murder, cannibalism, and self-flagellation. Yesterday began a month-long developmental lab for the Broadway-bound stage adaptation of the Disney movie Frozen. The lab, which will run through November 18th, will be the first helmed by new Frozen director Michael Grandage. Since, as we know here at Broadway Radio, Disney has the cast of these labs sign non-disclosure agreements, there is no official word as to who is participating, but Betsy Wolf tweeted that she had a great first day of rehearsal, and our friend Patty Murin retweeted Bobby Lopez talking about the first day of rehearsal, so I think it's safe to assume that they are back as the show's central sisters for this month-long lab. The show is scheduled to have an out-of-town tryout in Denver in August before coming to Broadway in spring of 2018. As we get more information, I'm sure Rita will have a post about it sometime this week or so. Of course, we will pass that along as well. Now, finally, a story that, for some reason, makes me a little angry. I mean, I know it really doesn't matter, but it kind of makes me angry. But in everyone's favorite Elizabethan conspiracy theory news, yesterday, the venerable Oxford University Press announced that they will credit Christopher Marlowe as William Shakespeare's co-author for the Henry VI trilogy of plays. Editor Gary Taylor told NPR that the decision was made partially by looking at research analyzing the language of the plays. I know a great many people that will consider this sacrilegious, so Oxford University Press, watch out. The great Austin Titchener of the Reduced Shakespeare Company told me on Twitter yesterday that if this is true, it, quote, completely explains why they couldn't get Henry VI down to just one play. We will have a link to the NPR article and audio in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. All right, that's it for a short show today. I will hopefully have internet by the time we record tomorrow's show so I can get to some of the stories I missed today. Anyway, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Sound Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. James and I will talk to you tomorrow.